Right, so if what you're saying is true, we have all this body of evidence and, you know, the martial law, the all the things you just mentioned.
Marvin Bush ran security on the World Trade Center
right.
complex. His contract ended on...
Eyewitnesses who say they saw bombs. It looks like a controlled demolition. Who did it?
Well, then we look at who has a motive. And PNAC, in September of 2000, Dick Cheney writes, this is published, and says, we need a Pearl Harbor event to galvanize the American people. Gary Hart goes on C-SPAN 3 days after the attack and says, we need to use this disaster for a new world order. We look at Pentagon battle plans, not just Northwood, saying, this is a fit, folks, this is... ABC News has reported on Northwoods a year before 9/11, saying we want to hijack jets by remote control, blame it on patsies, and crash them, preferably with young people on board, because that'll really cause a helpful wave of indignation and a catalyst to attack the Soviet Union and Cuba. Now, that was back during the Cold War. Then I learn about Operation Gladio all over Europe. Our government admits they carried out terror attacks to blame it. And again, I hate the Soviets. I'm a right-winger. Folks, you know, compared to, I mean, you know, even Sean Hannity. I just go off the facts here, and I'm here to tell you that $4 trillion in oil in Afghanistan, $6 trillion of oil in Iraq, even more now with the oil prices going up. All of this happening, we have the hundreds of billions in weapons sales. We have Bush telling his biographer in 99. He says, if I'm a war president, they can't question my agenda.
Right, so you is this your belief that the government... A cabal of people seeking power, wanting to consolidate their power, were behind this in order to have unquestioned authority and expand executive power. Is that your view?
2 months after being elected, Adolf Hitler firebombed his own government building and grabbed Marinus Vanderloob, a poor mentally ill, mentally retarded man, and they cut his head off and blamed him for it. And, you know, the rest is history. When the Nazis were going to invade Poland, they attacked their own radio station and then dressed up dead Polish prisoners as soldiers. That's all declassified. Governments do this over and over.
How could they get away with it?
Well, I'll tell you this. I was watching Fox News 6-8 months ago, I guess 6 months ago, right whenever the London bombings happened, and I saw John Loftus, one of the chief Justice Department / FBI terrorism experts, say point blank, he said, MI6 provocateured this. A SWAT, the lead bomber mastermind, is their MI6 agent. They're protecting him. I called him up and interviewed him. He said even more on my show. I have a transcript of it on Infowars.com. I mean, Alan, you guys have already interviewed him. Get him on again. And he just laid it out. He just let me... Listen, it's... Charlie Sheen has a lot of courage. He's getting a lot of attention right now, and he's a wonderful person for what he's done. And, you know, people want to talk about past. Well, then how can Schwarzenegger be governor? He's got an even more sordid past, if it's possible, than Sheen. But Sheen knew that it would get attention for this issue. Selflessly, he did this. We have Morgan Reynolds, the chief economist, Department of Labor, in the first Bush administration. That's George W. administration, 2001-2005. And he doesn't say he has questions like Sheen says. He says he believes the government criminal elements, a small black op, black world, as it's called, op carried it out. By the way, if you look at the evidence, only they could carry it out.
Was Cheney in on it?
Certainly, he was commanding it from SIDAR at the bunker.
Bush in on it?
No. I mean, I believe later he was brought into the loop, but clearly I will finger the vice president and say that he was operationally sitting over something very covert.
What about this idea of possibly shooting down a civilian aircraft?
Well, that's what MSNBC reported, and of course you reported and others reported that they said, does the order still stand? And he says, have you been given any other order? The point is that he was sitting in over war games that day as well that were used to make the rest of NORAD stand down. And again, I cannot specifically say I believe Cheney ran the whole thing, was totally involved. I know that he certainly knows the truth about it. I know that he was in a bunker that day for some reason. But this is the key point I'm trying to make. Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts,
right,
the father of Reaganomics.
Worked in the Reagan administration.
I mean, he is the father of Reaganomics,
right,
boys and girls. He now believes the government has done it. He said that on my show. Let me tell you who else has said that. The Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney has said there's a big cover-up, needs to be an investigation, for years ago. Let me tell you who else has said it. The German Defense Minister, Andres von Bülow, 2 years ago went public, wrote a best-selling book. I mean, he quit. You know, he left the government, wrote the book, and there's another top general in the German Army who said, of course it's state-sponsored, of course.